Hi, this is John Simpson, and I'm listening to the Hip Hop Digest Show. You should too. You should too. You should too. You should too. You should too.
Did you ever feel like you needed to apologize for the way it
happened? Nah. They already tried to do that. They were trying to hook up some shit with a meeting with Jay. They say Jay-Z was gonna get him on the phone and all that shit. I need to apologize to save this and save that I got coming up. They gonna, hey. Tell Jay-Z I don't want to talk. Yeah, I'm not apologizing for shit. I don't give a fuck. Jesus called and tell me to apologize. I said what I said, man. I felt that was right. I felt that was right, and I said what I said. I don't want to talk. I don't want to apologize. I don't want to apologize. I don't want to apologize. I don't want to apologize.
So anyway, I guess I deserve that. That's enough from the peanut gallery. Can we start with the Hip Hop Digest now? All right. That's what's good. So, because we didn't get in last week, we have a bevy of people who are no longer with us, and we want to honor them on the digest, and I'm going to start with that. First is Hamilton Frederick Bohannon, okay? This gentleman in 1967 was employed by Motown Records and was the arranger of the Bohannon and the Motown sound, who was providing backing vocals for many of the top acts. So you're hearing Hamilton on drums in the 60s at Motown. If you were on Motown and they listed everybody, Hamilton was on the drums. Okay? So, or I should say Bohannon, Hamilton Bohannon was on the drums. In 1967, he moved to L.A. and signed a record. In 1976, he moved to L.A. and signed to Mercury Records, and then had his biggest hit, Let's Start the Dance. And I got a lot of Hamilton joints in here besides the hit record, Let's Start the Dance. And he really, his drumming technique, his beats, the way is just, again, same thing. The amount of people who sampled Mr. Bohannon is incredible. So we want to say rest in peace and rest in heaven to that gentleman.
No doubt. Indeed.
Next is just crazy. Frederick Thomas, professionally known as Fred the Godson. That's crazy. Just crazy. Fred the Godson, it was on the 2011 XXL freshman class alongside, and really, if you really think about this class, and you know how we get on the young boys and shit about that XXL being garbage, but this is really highly respectable. You got Fred the Godson, you got Kendrick Lamar, you got Meek Mill, Mac Miller, and YG on that cover. Yes, that is highly respectable as you know, in the new millennium, which we haven't got a lot of good guys on that cover. You know what I mean? But he got down like that. Obviously, he was a fixture on New York radio. Funk Flex, Hot 97, laying the bars down, Up at Sway in the Morning. I mean, he's just one of the young guys that you can count on. You say Fred the Godson, you know it's going to be bars involved. You know it's not going to be a lot of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And an unfortunate loss this week, obviously due to the pandemic. And as we continue on, we also going to say, you know, rest in paradise, going too soon, son, to him. Next, Tony Allen, the Afrobeat drummer, has died at the age of 79. Now, I'm sure Afrobeat as a moniker is probably old. I know all the young kids are using it now. Oh yeah, I'm a new DJ. I'm just playing that. Y'all ain't up. I'm playing Afrobeat. I don't know if that's the case. But anyway, he played with Fela for 15 to 20 years. And I got Fela records. I mean, so he is not new. I mean, and you talk about groove. It goes beyond with Fela, beyond the African percussion. I mean, although that's central, and Tony Allen's playing was central to that, but the grooves and the keyboard work, and then Fela, the and how he got down.
Crazy.
I mean, you're going to, Oh my good. Oh, son, come on. Come on. So, again, we want to say, you know, rest in heaven to Tony Allen. Just crazy. You know, I'm going to be rocking some fella joints, no doubt. Maybe on the next 12-inch Wednesday. Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah. Oh. I got fella joints now. I wasn't really up on fella like that. I know you had some fella on there, but I started listening to fella, and I was like, yo, this is crazy, son. I'm thinking of how old that is. And I'm like, this shit, they got grooves, like you said, crazy grooves. And Tony Allen on the drums.
Yeah, grooves are incredible.
Your favorite drummer's favorite drummer.
Yeah, no doubt. Yes, sir. No doubt. And obviously, last but certainly not least, Steve Williams, professionally known as Steezo. It's crazy. I just saw him in a recent video, just like, you know, it's just unbelievable, yo. But anyway, but Steezo, he appeared in EPMD's single, You Got to Chill. I think, wasn't he the backup dancer on that? Wasn't he a dancer for them? Yes, I remember him obviously a dancer, but in 1989, he signed a record deal with Sleeping Bag Records, released a 12-inch single To the Max, and obviously the full-length album came after that. Steezo handled all his own rapping and production. I mean, this is, you know, he did everything himself. You know, Sleeping Bag Records, I actually, you know, the small story is that I don't know if it was a Sam Goody or a Waxy Maxy. One of them was going out of business. And I happened to walk in there and they had that Steezo CD up in there, you know, for like, you know, a dollar. And I bought that. You know, I'm glad I did. You know what I mean? So, and as well as the 12 inches, I have all the, I have the Steezo 12 inches. And two, Steezo actually is a very good artist, and you may not know of his later work. If you go to Dope Folks Records, they got 2 12-inches up there. I mean, it's more than like a 12-inch single. It's like 4, 5, or 6 records each record over at Dope Folks Record, Steezo's later recordings. And they're actually pretty good. They are not whack, so.
And let's also not take away from his ability to do the hip-hop dances of that time. Because he was one of them dudes, yo. He was one of the leading dancers.
Again, I remember actually cats talking about Steezo, you know, who, you know, I see Steezo in balloon pants, but they wasn't hammer pants and that type of thing. So I don't know, you know, I wasn't really concentrating on the dance moves, although he was, again, yes, he was very proficient, obviously, as a backup dancer for EPMD and then doing his own thing.
Well, as we probably would agree, his greatest hit was It's My Turn, right? And in that video, even back then, when I first saw the video, I was like, yo, this dude is in a fucking helicopter. You know what I'm saying? So that was crazy back then to be in a helicopter making a video. So,
anyway, just you know, people passing away due to the pandemic or otherwise, again, but as we do in Hip Hop Digest, again, we want to honor them and, you know, their contribution to the music that we love is just, you know, it will not go unnoticed, at least on this show.
Yes, sir.
Indeed.
Right.
All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, due to the lack of topics, you know, because of the pandemic, yeah, exactly.
Well,
doing a lot of video watching, and I caught your boy the snake.
Oh, okay? Not glad.
Yeah. Caught your boy the snake. Caught Boosie on Vlad. And Boosie's talking about a lot of rappers is finning to get back in the game. The concert money, the touring money, the appearance money is all but dried up. It was a very interesting conversation because they were talking about record deals. Generally, your favorite rapper is not getting paid from his record deal. Okay? They were getting paid, showing up at clubs, getting paid to show up at flossing. Probably, you know, getting paid, maybe dropping a verse here or there if they were nice like that. You know, but mainly during, you know, concert type appearances at clubs or otherwise, that money has all dried up. And your boy Boosie also said that right now, during the pandemic, he's like, the trap is on fire. And he personally knows rappers, you know, didn't drop any names, but he said rappers who you think Crazy Paid is finning to go back to the trap. Kurt G, what's good with Boosie?
What's good with Boosie is he's probably 1,000% correct in what he's saying. But as we say on this show, and I have said on this show a million times, so this will be the 1,000,000th and one time that we say this shit. All you little dumb niggas with all this money up to your ear, talking shit about how much money you got and spending it at the strip clubs like it's fucking water, now look at you. You wish you had that fucking strip club money back, don't you?
Ooh, man, I tell you what, yo, I'm thinking that I haven't seen anybody other than the super, super paid guys. And obviously, there's always that layer of super paid guys. But beyond them, I haven't seen your average lil or your average young with money to their ear since this whole thing done kicked off. Talk about money up to your ear, you know, I mean... And they ain't got that. They ain't got that other shit that Ho talking about. That shit's crazy. They don't got that.
Dumbo.
You know what I mean? Shit. They don't got that type of shit. So, but yes, I would caution any young guys who are thinking about, you know, sliding back into the situation. I mean, I guess, you know, Boosie said, look, if you really are feeding people, you got to do what you got to do. But just, you know, and Boosie is actually very perceptive on that level. And you can bet you can have middle to lower class guys who usually would be on that fuck you old man, I'm paid, sitting around with money on the mixing board and shit, as Kirchie said, strip clubbing it, Lambo renting, you know what I'm saying? You niggas gargling with Cristal and shit, you know, in the mornings. Niggas ain't got that money drying up out there.
Yeah, they were being very frivolous with the dough. Mm.
You know, it's funny though that we are actually talking about a report from Boosie, who in my humble opinion, he might say some shit that might rub some people the wrong way, a whole lot of people the wrong way, but you know what? I absolutely respect the fact that he does not give no fucks.
Let me tell you something.
Say what he
That's
feels
what I like
saying.
About
Let me tell you something.
Because he going to say
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and you got to respect that because, you know, actually on Vlad a couple of weeks ago when niggas was on his ass over that Dwayne Wade shit, and he got up there and said, fuck that. I mean, yeah, right.
Can't do nothing but respect it. That's how he feels.
Yeah, he was like, apologize for what? And I was like,
right, even to one of my new heroes, Jay-Z. Like,
I think he did say something. I started to pull that clip off as an intro where he motherfuckers like, yeah, Jay-Z wanted to call up and get the gift. Fuck Jay-Z, I ain't hooking up. I ain't apologizing. Yo, he came directly at home.
This nigga trying to come in here looking like Kumbaya.
Yo, son, I started to pull that down. I'm going to have to find that clip and pull that down because he was...
I might not agree with all his shit, but I respect that he is
right, no doubt.
And very few people do that out here in these streets.
No doubt.
So, salute to
Indeed. So next up, we're going to Hip Hop Digest. This comes directly off the text chain. I believe it was Chris Lehman. Thank you so much. I'm trying to look for the article now. But basically, they had put up a gang of producers, or let's say battles that we probably might want to see. And he had some interesting combinations up there. When I look at this now, I'm looking at it and you can see where commercially the shit is just basically going to turn into a battle of popular records, not necessarily beat wise, but still, some things that we may want to see. And I think the first thing that everybody was talking about was the supposed Sean Coombs against Dr. Dre. Now, Coombs is not a producer in the classic sense of the word. You know what I'm saying?
At any sense of the word.
And like I said on the previous show, Dre has a lot of co-productions out there. I mean, now he's capable of getting in the lab by himself and doing it. But, you know, he's one of those guys now where he don't have to play the keyboard parts. He can hire somebody to do that. He don't have to play the bass line parts. You know, he can hire somebody to do that. You know what I'm saying? And shit, I remember the one time the clip when they were showing him in the lab, he had a young boy on the computer. He's doing all the button pushing. You know what I'm saying? In the Pro Tools. Dre just telling him what to do. So,
but let's not front here. Let me do a producer 101 here for all the listeners. What a producer is what a Quincy Jones does. That is a producer. What a Dr. Dre, that is a producer. Somebody that actually gets the talent together and have them put the record together, that is a producer. Somebody in hip hop, what we call a producer, is actually just a beat maker. You make the beat and the rapper gets on it and raps. You're not telling the rapper how to rap his lyrics. You're not telling people how to put their hooks together. You're just actually good putting the beat together, make the beat and give it to them and they get on it. That's a producer for hip hop. That's what we call a producer. But in the classic sense, it's just somebody who comes in the room and like a Quincy Jones and says, all right, the horn section, you play this. All right, bass player, you play this. All right, the string section, you play this. You know, this is how he's telling them how to do it. He ain't touched one fucking instrument, but he's the producer on that shit.
Right, in the classic sense of the word, but what I want to say is that I believe but you have a celebrated guys who are just beat makers. I think some of the guys, the talent, and we'll go through some of the guys coming up, because there are some guys who are just beat makers, and then there are other guys who make beats but are also producers. Okay,
right, there are
there, and I think Dre's one of those guys. First of all, I'm gonna say that point blank. Dre's one of those guys where, look, when it get right down to it, somebody like, nah, nigga, fuck all that $1 million shit, nigga. Get in here, let's loop some records up, and let's see what we can make some magic happen. Dre's perfectly capable of getting that done. Coombs, on the other hand, I don't think Coombs ever really touched a drum machine in his life.
Coombs came in with the Donna Summers record and said, loop that.
Yeah, but even shit, nigga, even when you, all them producers and, you know, and all them niggas that Coombs is fucking with, the Easy Mo B's and all them niggas, I mean, them niggas was, they'd have beats done. They do 4 or 5 beats a day. And Coombs come in and stroke his chin and just picking beats. I mean, so I don't know. I mean, I feel like Suge Knight when it comes down to Coombs and shit, you know what I'm saying? The executive producer, you know what I'm saying? All in the way.
I think he probably does a little more than that. I think
he said all in the way.
A little bit more than that. I think you bring the beat in to Coombs, and he'll hear it. He'll say, "Oh, okay. I think it needs a hi-hat right here, or I think it needs this right here." And now he's taking some co-production credits on the record by doing such a thing.
No doubt. But anyway, let's go through some of the luminaries here. It was a very long list here. The first thing, we're not going to do all of them. I'm just going to do the ones that are interesting, at least to our audience. Molly Mall versus Rick Rubin.
Oh, come on, son.
That'd be very interesting.
That's two different styles to me.
Two different styles, but who wins it?
And I wouldn't even be interested in that because it's two different styles. And... The real hip hop cat's going to give Molly Mar that all day.
I was going to say that's to me is Molly all day, but nigga.
Rick Rubin's got so many hip hop hits, early days, and some shit after that that you'd be surprised some of the shit he's got.
I wish Kirk got his finger up, like hold up a minute.
I got the church finger up, Kirk. You talking about different styles? You mean to tell me that RZA and Premier is the same style. But
they're the same. They're the same type of energy. They're the same hip hop. They fuck around in the same group of people. The same type of energy is what I'm trying to bring to the table. But that shit there, you can hear those guys together in the same room, and you're not like, oh, okay, that's not different. These two are like completely different to me. That's coming from two different opposite worlds to me.
Okay, so here's a case where Molly is a beat maker and a producer. And let's not forget here, Molly Mall, okay? I can't let this go by. I'm not going to minimize Molly Mall.
I'm not minimizing Molly. No. Molly is the man.
I'm not saying you minimize it.
I don't think I'm minimizing Molly.
No. I'm just saying I don't want to minimize what Molly. Every single solitary person, even the new young trap guys, owe their entire career to Marlon Williams because he created everything. He was the first person to create kits. Okay, when he sampled kick snares and hi-hats off other records and then put it on a reel-to-reel tape. That was his invention. That didn't exist before Molly Mall. Okay, now Rick Rubin himself, he was a drum machine user, but he wasn't sampling drums. Okay, so Molly Mall created and what is still the way hip-hop production is done is created from Molly Mall. But as the competition goes, I think Molly Mall wins that. But if it's if it's a comparison of hit records, Rick Rubin digs deeper, right? Because Rick Rubin, he's gonna fuck around and pull out Johnny Cash records or Slayer or any of the other
Beastie Boys. You're gonna put because that's gonna span a whole lot of shit.
Right, right.
We can pull out that shit, big ass gigantic Jay-Z record.
Well, I mean, 99 Problems.
But I'm saying, you can pull out that record and be like, okay.
Yeah, but I mean, that was generally just a beat. I mean, that, fuck that. I'm sure Ice-T somewhere still counting his money off
but
that.
But we're talking about vocals. We're talking about the beat. Mm. You're saying, we're talking about beats now. We're not talking about vocals.
Which was a sampled beat, which was basically a break beat. Rick Rubin took it back to the mid-80s Def Jam when he did 99 Problems. I mean, that wasn't anything groundbreaking. And actually, the guy who wrote the article said he also has credits for Eminem records that were huge that shouldn't have even been huge. So Rick Rubin is behind some doo-doo, too, when it comes to Eminem. So, hey, you know, and everybody, you know, everybody's... But anyway, but that's two Hall of Famers right there. You know, Rick Rubin and... Molly Mall. And then he goes next is Hank Shockley versus Q-Tip. Now, that...
Again, I don't like it. I'm just not liking the matchup because it's not fair on the matchups.
Well, I don't know about that. Put it like this. You would think that, Hank Shockley is just a bring the noise public enemy, but I don't know about it. Slick Rick, Hey Young World, Third Base, Stepping to the AM. Even if you wanted to pull out Bell Biv DeVoe or Ice Cube, America's Most Wanted, you know, Eric B. and Rakim's Know the Ledge. That's Hank Shockley, B.
I know that's Hank Shockley, but I just don't like the matchup because I don't like where it's coming from because he's going to play a whole lot of Public Enemy records. And that's a whole lot of hits. And that's just going to drown Q-Tip. And I think Q-Tip's production is just underrated. He produced a lot of crazy shit.
And here's why I think you're wrong, sir. Here's why I think you're wrong. Because just simple fact. I honestly believe that there is a certain faction of us that have a reverence for Public Enemy. But I think, in all honesty, if you just be honest, I think there's probably a bigger faction of people who fuck with Tribe Called Quest. And if you're talking about battles, not what we'd like to hear, but battles, yo, them fucking, all those albums of Tribe Called Quest are going to minimize, unfortunately, the Public Enemy.
In my opinion, Q-Tip wins. Just like Molly Mall wins.
Okay.
In my opinion, Q-Tip wins this easily.
But
no problem.
I guess the person who wrote the article, and I think he did a good job, but I think that that's where, you know, that's where the beat battle itself kind of gets lost in sort of looking for more of the celebrity so they can compare hit records. Again, like we talked about on the show, I didn't mention Q-Tip on the last show, but that's where you have Q-Tip Large Pro. That's the matchup.
That's where I guess I'm not explaining it right, but that's what I'm talking about. You need people that have that same era type of anybody that produced joints on that first Nas album, put them against each other.
Yes. So, and that's where, you know, a guy like that gets. Now, here's one interesting. I thought about this because I didn't mention any West Coast producers, but one of my favorite producers of all time is DJ Quick. And he put up here DJ Quick versus DJ Muggs. Now, again, to me, now I'm feeling like Kurt G. I'm feeling like Muggs, he's going to throw up every Cypress Hill record, you know.
And that's two different styles.
And that's two, right.
To me, it would be DJ Quick against somebody maybe like, I don't know, who's the producer for?
See, I'm thinking DJ Quick, Ant Banks.
There you go, Ant Banks. That's who I was thinking about.
Yes, I'm thinking DJ Quick, Ant Banks. You know what I'm saying? Because there you have the West Coast symmetry that Ant Banks brings. Not that Muggs doesn't, but Muggs, again, with Cypress Hill, he has massive worldwide hits. So if the audience tunes
and
it's in...
It's more in the hip-hop, more traditional hip-hop style, too.
Yes. But, you know, don't get me wrong, DJ Quick is so Quick fucking is formidable, my nigga. Yes.
Quick is ridiculous.
Right.
His tracks is nasty. He has a great ear. He can mix his ass off.
Yes, he can. Let's go. So the next one was Pete Rock versus Easy Mo B. Okay. Speaking of Hall of Famers. Yeah, and actually, that's kind of in the symmetry there. Although I think Pete Rock
Pete Rock destroys him.
Yeah.
Because Pete Rock has way too many hits. But Easy Mo B can hold his own because that nigga's got a lot of fucking tracks out there. As far as nerds go, Easy Mo B gonna hold his own. Gonna be playing some joints today. You're gonna be like, damn, I forgot about that shit.
Yeah, because Easy Mo B, you're gonna mess around with Easy Mo B. You're gonna, I mean, shit like Flavor in Your Ear. I mean, Lost Boys tracks, Dos Effects, Tupac. I mean, Easy Mo B, you know. I tell
Biggie.
You what, yeah, Biggie. So when if you're doing like those two and the Easy Mo B starts, first of all, he's gonna educate cats because everybody's gonna be like, "Damn, he produced that? I never heard of Easy Mo B."
They ain't gonna know. They ain't gonna realize he did that shit.
Right. So no doubt. So here's one that I thought was absolutely ridiculous on its face. Sorry, Diff. Organized Noise versus Beats by the Pound. Not even fucking close.
Not even close. And I like Beat by the Pound. I'm not even gonna front on Beats by the Pound like that. It's them rappers on that shit was whack.
Yeah, but no.
Beats by the Pound ain't got shit.
Rico Wade and them niggas, turn out the lights, my nigga.
Yeah.
And that's not even because of the fact that Outkast sold mega platinum records. That's because the fact that the sound of those records, yo, they just have clean ass sound.
Nigga,
that's
they
a real band.
I miss that. I tell you what, all you Southern, especially you Atlanta representatives.
Southern. Yeah. When the last time you heard that?
Nigga, I'm
I know, right?
Motherfuckers, yo, I miss that. I miss that organized noise, live bass. Just organic. I mean, I miss it. Fuck these new niggas, yo. I mean, in the sense of the word, because all of that trap shit sound the same. You know, I'm sorry. I'm respecting Organized Noise to the fullest. So, all right. Yeah.
Yeah, anybody mad at that?
I'm not.
Yeah, no doubt.
If you're a big time Beats by the Pound fan, maybe you are, but sheesh, I can't even see how that even compares.
I apologize to Diff before I started. So.
And can I apologize to Diff too for that? What happened last week on
Before we get into the next one, yo, we're going to take a 5-minute break and talk about Soretto Sunday. Yo, first of all, y'all niggas is causing all kinds of mayhem out there. E Color is fucking just flooding niggas out and shit. He's on the block. He's flooding niggas
nigga,
out.
See, what's happening is this nigga ain't got nothing better to do than to get on and put mixes on. Woo. And just show niggas up.
Yeah, yeah, he's on the...
I know, that's not what I'm trying to do. Personally,
I like it, you know what I'm saying? Contribute. Don't get me wrong, you know what I'm saying? Yo, shout the one to die on shit, you know what I'm saying? And Diff, yo, let me tell you something, man. You better... Diff be putting together some joints, yo. He... Diff ear is... You better respect the architect, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to T-Bear, too, man. I'm thinking about biting some things T-Bear been doing, but, you know... It's in the middle of my work week.
You've been put on notice. He's about to bite.
Yeah, I'm thinking about biting some things T-Bear been doing, but it's in the middle of my work week, so Diff asked me, you know, where I've been at on that, you know what I'm saying? It's just, yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know about that. You're the reason why I started this shit, B. I ain't tell you well, Roy. But yo, on a side note, me and T-Bear have been talking about doing a blend battle. Not a battle. We've been talking about putting together a blend off, he and I. And I so fucking look forward to it. This nigga, he over at his spot, wherever he is, putting together all the fucking software so this shit can happen. So we don't be out there like Teddy Riley and shit. But I appreciate him for that. But I'm just trying to make some blends, yo, that people bounce to a little bit. King Killer, we say this a couple times a year, whatever. My goal is that same shit where I had that fucking old head nigga and them young boys off that at the same time head nodding off that same shit. That's my goal every single fucking time. Good.
All right, let's go. Right,
since you went off onto a side note real quick.
Oh, okay.
Again, Igwe, you brought something up, which is, I don't even understand how niggas haven't fixed this shit yet. Because all these battles are going on. And even back to the RZA, because RZA's sound was fucked up.
It was.
Teddy Riley's sound was fucked up.
Yeah.
I mean, RZA fixed it later. Teddy Riley fixed it the next day. But how the fuck all these niggas with all this fucking money can't figure out that, you know what, let's, the day before, or maybe even 2 days before, let's practice this shit and make sure our shit is sounding good.
Niggas ain't worrying about that.
You get on. Let's say, Teddy, you get on. Babyface, you get on. Okay, let's call a nigga. Let's get a nigga in Kansas on. Let's get a nigga in Cali on. Let's get a nigga in Texas on. Let's see if they all say it sounds the same. So that before we even get on to the world, you know what I'm saying? Before we put this shit out there to the world, that we know this shit sounds good.
Them niggas getting paid? No. Nah. That's why.
But them niggas, that means they don't love it, though.
You gotta
love this shit enough to make the shit sound good, to make sure it sounds quality before you even put it out there.
Paid
you
wanna niggas,
put your best foot forward, right?
Paid niggas, for the most part, they downloading the app. Oh, it's at 3:00. They downloaded the app an hour before and setting up their phone and shit. This is good enough. Mm-hmm. These paid niggas ain't worried about this. I mean, look at us. We love it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
It's a bonus, though.
Oh, well,
it is a bonus for them. Because when they play their hits, and these thousands of people that be listening to it, be like, oh, that was my shit, and they start listening to it again, guess what? They in that Drake world.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
Getting spins.
No doubt.
I ain't mad at him. Get that break, yo. You made that music.
All right, let's get back into it real quick here. Here's one I think that's probably symmetry that would be for you. Just Blaze versus Trackmasters. Who wins that?
Wow. I'm thinking Trackmasters because the Trackmasters got way more hits.
And I would say Trackmasters too, but Nerds is going to be like, yeah, but Blaze beats are better.
Blaze is gonna, like, to me, to Nerds, Blaze is gonna, because Blaze got some joints, you're gonna be like, whoo.
Oh, nigga.
That joint he did with Beans.
Nigga, I'm trying to tell you, son. Trackmasters, because like I said before, it turns into a comparison of hit records. And when Trackmasters and them niggas start throwing up Mariah Carey records and shit, you know.
That's gonna be terrible, though. So
well, what I'm just saying, but that's that where shit. People saying, oh, Trackmasters win. But Nerds. Right, that's what I'm saying. Right, but Nerds.
That's where it's going to end up at.
Right, that's where all this is ending up.
Blaze is going to have to start playing joints with Usher. Yeah.
Yes, yup.
Mm-hmm. And I'm pushing the.
But I'm just saying. I'm but if you keeping it on, right if you keeping it strictly on beats, your Blaze probably better beats. But again, you know, it's yeah, about
Blaze
it's about,
started playing right. joints he did with Cameron. They go like, "What the fuck? I never heard that one before."
Oh, but the beats are right. stupid.
The beat right. gonna be crazy.
Right. Right.
Who did that Monday Night Football shit for Cam?
I don't know.
Remember, that shit was one of my greatest fucking records that I love from Cam. That fucking Monday Night Football probably is like, get that shit out of here.
So anyway, and the rest of it is basically Trap guys versus each other. I don't know enough about Trap to... I don't know. I don't know enough about.
What'd you say now? Who?
Well, anyway, I'll announce the names, and, you know, just for respect, because the young boys, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give them their due. Mike Will made it versus Metro Boomin, and the other trap thing.
I'm going to give that one to Metro.
Oh, okay.
Even though Mike Will got a lot of joints, but I'm going to give that to Metro.
Really? Even when it came down to the hit record comparison? Mike Will got a lot of fucking hits. Exactly. Yeah, I at least know that.
Metro's got the streets on lock.
So, and the next one after that, as far as trap guys, was Zaytoven versus Drumma Boy.
Nobody beats Zaytoven.
Nah. That's as much as I know about those guys. I could probably predict the winner, but I don't know intrinsically who's doing what. I mean, and two, God. I'll tell you why I would like to see one of those or even both of those, because I'm going to sit there and it would give me a chance to learn, but also my ears would not be deceiving me. I'm going to be hearing a lot of shit that sound the same. Sorry. I guarantee it.
Ty goes to the
I'm just sorry. Cruiser. No, I would. That's what I'm saying. I would like to see it. I'd learn. I'd sit back and I'd be a student. But also, I don't know, my ears, I got pretty good ears. I'm going to be hearing a gang of shit that sound the same. So, even if it's their own producer joint, you know what I mean? I'm thinking Zaytoven going to play three joints that are going to sound the exact same. You know, the only difference is going to be what the rapper is doing on it. So, and then you can't even really call those guys MCs for the most part. But anyway, that was an interesting look at what we could be seeing in the future. Probably not, but, you know.
It'd be a lot of people listening, though.
Oh, yeah. I think, like you said, wouldn't that be, again, if you, but see, guys are going to want to get paid doing this. You know, if it starts to get popular and like works. The benefit for them is going to be there, yes. But you got guys, nah, nigga, I need that rack, nigga. Where that rack at? You know, you're going to start hearing that talk. Mm. You know what I mean? You're going to. And you talking about getting high quality production, clear pictures, and niggas in their labs, and, you know, I'll be... Shit, niggas
ain't. But it's not like it's hard to do. It's not like you got to go out and spend a gang of guap to have your shit sounding good.
Oh, ain't no doubt about that. Ain't no doubt about that. So no doubt. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Mobb Deep's The Infamous recently just turned 25 years ago. Can you believe it's been 25 years since The Infamous is out?
It's crazy.
I know, speaking right?
Q-tip,
it's crazy.
The production on The Infamous credits, you know, and whatnot. Mm. I don't know. We can go in here and wax for an hour about The Infamous and just how crazy it was. Just putting that out there, 25 years ago, if you don't have it in your rotation, maybe you can go ahead and put it in your rotation.
And shit, your boy on there.
Oh, Havoc?
On the production. Yes. Against who?
Oh, yeah. Well, see, Havoc and Buck Wild.
Ooh, that's a goodie.
See, I could do that all day. You know what I mean? When it comes down to nerding out East Coast style production, yeah, Havoc, Buck Wild, yes, nigga.
Woo. But Havoc wins because of the popularity of Mobb Deep.
Yeah, but them Buck Wild joints on some of them DITC, nigga.
You know, it's crazy. You
better hold your head, nigga.
You're going to have to work for it.
It's not going to be an easy one.
No doubt. No doubt. All right. The next topic we got here, as I'm scrolling through, it looks like your boy A$AP Rocky and Nelly got into a little tussle about Air Force Ones, which is stupid if you ask me. Well, basically, A$AP Rocky is saying that he's the one who's basically got all the young bulls rocking Air Force Ones. And then, of course, Nelly claps up and is like saying, nah, nigga, I was rocking that shit first. Both of y'all motherfuckers need to sit down, all right? Because niggas was rocking Air Force Ones in the streets long before y'all niggas, before A$AP Rocky was born. And Nelly was a Johnny Come Lately when he made that record. So both of y'all motherfuckers need to sit down.
Yeah, you might have made them popular for some niggas that didn't know what Air Force Ones was when you made that record, Nelly. And especially you, A$AP, you from the city, nigga. You shouldn't even come out of your mouth with no dumb shit like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yo. It's ridiculous, yo. And I just was like, yo, really? Are you fucking kidding me? Both of y'all motherfuckers need to go somewhere with that shit, you know what I mean?
Y'all need to look at some of them early days and just look at all the rappers that was wearing them shits from back then.
Again, when Nelly made that shit, I was like, it's fucking Johnny Come Lately, nigga, and shit, you know what I mean? So, that's what's up. So, as we continue on here, one thing I will say, and I've been saying it, it is very difficult. There's not a whole hell of a lot going on in the world of hip-hop. There's very few topics out there. But this one was, I was distressed a little bit. Amoeba Records, shout out to our people out in Los Angeles, launches a GoFundMe campaign. They're talking about folding it up and ending it all because of this COVID. Got the whole shit shut down. They said they cannot survive. Swerving. Amoeba. Looks like it's going
under. Yes, sir.
You don't think?
Actually, it's moving. For the last year or so, and this is going to be fucked up for me to say, but okay. I got to keep it real as boozy. Right? I've been waiting for the motherfuckers to pull so I can go clean up. But
you're an opportunist, my nigga. Yeah. Damn.
Right?
All these but years, been I ain't about even it.
Nigga look, picking hey, off the carcass hey, and shit.
Hey, fucking vulture ass, nigga.
I'm dead.
Paul Vulture. Again.
I'm a fucking... What's that little motherfucking bird on Warner Bros.
Oh, no. I'm a chicken hawk.
Whatever the fuck you said. I'm a chicken hawk. You know what I'm saying? I'm a record hawk, my nigga. And I was waiting. But I'm... You know how you driving somewhere, you see the fucking bird just circling. You know what I'm saying? That was me. But Amoeba's just moving, yo. They not really, like, getting up out of there right now. So... There's really no chance of that for this moment, but hey, yo, I'm paying the prices they paying now for what they, you know, last I've been there, but.
Amoeba is quite expensive. And now, don't get me wrong, it depends on what it is. Obviously, I've never been out there, but if it's something that I've been looking for forever and ever and ever, and I see it, I'm buying it.
Ever?
Yeah. So. No doubt. I don't know about the local record stores as far as is the Hip Hop Digest. I wonder if Joe's is going to survive or whatever because he barely made the move from one store to the other. And I don't know if the joint around the corner from Joe's is going to survive. Who knows? We may all be fucking around with strictly mail order when this shit's over with.
Right. Hey. I mean, this is not something new, yo. I mean, you said it a few minutes ago back in the show. Waxy and Kemp Hill and what's the other one that we used to fuck with? Remember in-store record signings and the fucking
yeah, no doubt. Tower all Records? Like Wiz. I mean, all them shits.
Shit doesn't exist no more, yo. So much respect to Amoeba for hanging on this long. And I for full disclosure, I hope they do get past this shit because I'm gonna still go there and buy records. But at the same time, I'm vulturing if they get fucked up. It's fucked up, yo. I'm just being real. Damn. Boozy.
That's what's up. So, unless you guys got anything... Oh, I do got one left there because E. Color said this. He wanted to talk about Michael Rapaport and his comments, speaking of topics. Yes. So, yeah. So, give us the Michael background, Rapaport. Skinny.
Of course, you know there's 5 billion things a day on socials. And I was scrolling one day and I saw a scruffy Michael Rappaport on there. Let me see what he talked about today, because typically he been talking about Donald Trump, and we can get into that on another show. I don't give a fuck about these niggas hating Donald Trump or loving Donald Trump. I don't give a fuck. But anyway, Rappaport was saying about where the fuck is hip-hop. Hip-hop is quiet. Not rappers, but like MCs. Hell, everybody gets called out. He didn't call them out. I'm saying names now. He didn't say no names. I'm saying names. The Karis ones, the people who are like out here building. If I missed it, I'm sorry, but where is the conversation? There's no, it's like hip-hop is on fucking Yogi Bear, fucking sleep for the winter, yo.
So there's, I'm going to answer no the shit. Veteran part of that. Even if KRS-One did make a statement or whatever, stay home, keep your family safe, no one's paying attention to KRS-One. Social media is a young person thing that's driven by young people. So there's not anything that new that anybody's going to say about that. You know, even these DJ sets that pop up, you know, people, you know, they watch the set, they get a couple of views or whatever, but that's not blowing up social media type shit. You know what I'm saying? Unless Blackface or Wifey or somebody like that does something or whatever. I mean, the last thing I seen from that motherfucker was a fucking $500,000 mattress and shit. You know what I mean? Just dumb shit. You know what I mean? That would blows up. So I don't know what Rappaport is asking for here. I mean, as far as MCs, and then what, you think trap niggas gonna say anything? Shit, Boosie just told you what them niggas getting ready to do. They about to go back to the fucking trap. Yeah. I mean, real talk, I mean, I have to question what Rappaport is asking for as far as this in the times of this pandemic. You know what I'm saying? Cats ain't gonna be out there doing shows. So, you know, yeah, you know, everybody can get up there and wish their families and friends and everybody to be safe as possible. But shit, it's about it. That's not going to make news.
So don't you think, like, for instance, with Big Daddy Kane doing a live basic concert, you know, don't you think that this is an opportunity for old school, and I'm saying the word old school, even though I fucking hate it, mature rappers to have an opportunity to
again,
showcase?
To what audience?
Whoever the fuck wants to listen, B. This is, listen, I know you is not a connected social media type motherfucker, but social media
and
is
I'm not
the
saying
shit, yo, for people that's trying to get their word out there. Whether it's Joe Blow in his neighborhood talking about good or bad about Donald Trump, or fucking Big Daddy Kane putting on a fucking show in his basement.
All right, and Big Daddy Kane and Big Daddy Kane fans will tune in, and I'm sure he will provide an excellent show and provide some entertainment. Okay, but again, Rappaport saying, well, you know, basically, where's hip-hop or where's the MCs? Or, again, what the fuck? I mean, I'm sorry. Just, okay, put it to you like this.
Where is this, B?
I would be correct, even though you're right. I don't fuck with social media, but you can't tell me that it isn't a certain age group, and it's mainly young people who really run social media. That is their platform. That is their shit. That's why guys, rappers, is getting record deals off of 30-second TikTok videos. Because young people run this shit. You know what I mean? If somebody knows about Big Daddy Kane doing a concert in his basement, if he was going to do one, and if you're a Big Daddy Kane fan, or as a grown person, you had time to tune into that, of course you would. You know what I'm saying? See, a cat like me, a lot of these shits, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't do social media. I don't see them live. I catch the replays and shit. But
though you don't be, you are but one human being out of billions. And if there are 25,000 fans that tune into your shit, that's a beautiful thing, yo. We get all inflated by these fucking Drake numbers of these billions of streams. We know that shit is easy. Nobody has to fucking work with that shit. But when somebody, you have 25,000 people that want to hear you or see you, fuck, 2,500 people, yo. That's a beautiful thing. It's an opportunity for
I'm not saying a stream that cats shouldn't do it, and I'm not. I guess my question, and it's an open-ended question, just I don't know exactly what Rappaport is kind of expecting from the community.
I really, sitting here being quiet, I really don't even understand where the question was coming from. Like, it's like, okay, where is hip-hop? Like, what do you mean, where is hip-hop? Hip-hop always been here. It's not going anywhere.
Okay, so what record, what album has come out, like, and let's not talk about no
so
underground shit.
To me, see,
let's
that's
talk about
that,
our
I'm
heroes
about
or,
to, about
or
to,
some
about
somebody
to
who is
cut your feet out from under you, because that's hip hop.
Oh, go ahead, please.
That is hip hop. Underground is hip hop.
Cut him.
Because before all of this shit went radio and fucking Run DMC blew shit up, this shit was all underground for the most part.
And so you're talking about where is the visible rap guy or whatever
presence?
Well, again, like I said, there's a very finite number of guys, Hove type guys, who gonna put a record out that's gonna garner some attention. Like you said, shout to the Jux, because they posted a whole litany of joints that's out.
Yeah, they just
right.
posted a list.
They
on that.
Just
shout
posted
out to
a
the
list.
Jux.
Right. Shout to the Jux. So, yeah. So, again, but see, and that's where I would get at Rappaport and guys who always talking that, oh, where's the hip hop? See, where are you at, nigga? Because I can show you.
Hold on.
No, I'm just saying. But
he's always around.
He's always around. But see, but I would point to him. I'd be like, look, you know, you done got comfortable in the plush seats. But hip hop is right back here where it always been. You know what I mean? Yeah, you're always gonna have super rappers. You're always gonna have fake motherfucking blackface niggas. But nah, you talking about there's plenty of hip hop out here. Plenty. So.
Exactly. That's where I sit at. Like I sit in that seat where it's always hip hop. It's always been here. It's never left where it's at. Some rappers have ascended above hip hop.
Michael Rappaport.
But for the most part, hip hop stays exactly where it's always been.
Michael Rappaport, Hip Hop Digest just did a music show last week. Tune in.
I see where y'all are. I see where y'all are, but I understand the quietness. What he's talking about, I understand that side of it, because yes, I could click on, and again, as you say, the Jux, they just sent me another goddamn Left Lane Dedon that I fucking love, right? So I know that hip hop music is being made, but wouldn't this be a great time to see a fucking X-Clan or a new PE or even some shit that you don't know about on that shit?
Okay,
that
but
level.
Yeah, but all right, and again, but like I said, you talking about veterans with a name. A recognizable name of veterans or whatever. Look, I mean, I'm not against you when it comes to that. I just don't know how that, again, I don't see social media from my standpoint really doing a lot for cats who've already basically had a career or who are touring and making their money touring doing their hits. So, you know, I don't know. Could it hurt any group or any MC to get on social media and broadcast live? No. It couldn't hurt them. So I'm not saying it as a negative. I'm just saying there's plenty of hip-hop out there. That's all I'm saying. So.
No doubt. No doubt. No, we do realize that hip-hop doesn't need, per se, the commercialism to survive. So.
It doesn't. But, it doesn't hurt, but it doesn't need it. So.
But again, as someone who was part of the Napster litigation, yeah, nigga, I'm throwing weight around. If motherfuckers embrace the newness of fucking social media, yo, you might be able to eat steak with the beans and rice. That's all I'm saying.
And I'm with you 1,000 on that. And it's certain niggas like a Jazzy Jeff that's eating steak with the beans and rice.
Yeah,
exactly.
But you know what, though? You know what? Fuck it. You know, I was going to end the show. I'm sorry. I didn't say this about social media, yo. And it is, nah, real talk, yo. Real talk. social media is not journalism, and social media is not a news outlet. And the amount of shit, what is social media? The amount of ass showing, you know, and dick measuring you got to do to be on social media to garner yourself hits. What do a lot of these people do? Look, I'm just a person, you're right, on the outside looking in. But, and I said this on the show before, but I'm seeing headlines like Ashanti Instagram on fire with new bikini pics.
And you're mad at that?
I'm not mad at that, but I'm just saying, but the amount of, you know, ass you gotta be showing and the amount of dick measuring you gotta be doing, like blackface and $500,000 mattresses, is what drives. No, B.
I'm gonna let you finish.
Yeah, you're gonna let me finish. But you can't, you cannot tell me. I just want you to answer a question. You can't tell me that that type of material is the engine that drives social media.
Here's what's about to fuck your whole world up.
Oh, that, wait a minute. You didn't answer the question, though.
Yes. We are recording on this day, May 1st, 2020, during the midst of fucking coronavirus and the fucking Pentagon saying there's fucking UFOs. And what fucking name did you pull out of your ass? Ashanti. Why? Because she fucking posted her shit in some Daisy Dukes, nigga.
But that's social
media. Otherwise, you wouldn't even fucking think about Ashanti.
Right, but I'm just saying, let's say Ashanti got up there and was fully clothed and read poetry.
But she wasn't.
But I wouldn't have seen that as some front page shit, though.
Of course you wouldn't.
All right, then. So that's the point I'm saying about social media.
You're not understanding social media.
Oh, really? Seems like to me it's the engine of the outrageous that drives that. That whole Kardashian shit, that's all on social media. Or Kanye West doing some stupid shit. You know what I mean? That's the engine that drives social media. Regular niggas getting up there on social media talking about, oh yeah, I just bought this carpet cleaner and then I rented a wet vac. Nobody gives a fuck about that.
Nobody gives a fuck about that, B.
All they want to know is Beyonce and Megan Thee Stallion going to make a good album?
That is fucking crashed the fucking internet, B.
Exactly. Exactly.
So again, I say, it's B, I don't give a fuck about Beyonce and Megan Thee Stallion making a fucking record. I don't care. I'll watch them twerk. I don't give a fuck. I'll watch Beyonce twerk. Sorry, Jay-Z. That's your wife. But if that's what she's gonna do on social media, I'm looking, nigga.
It's crazy. Right?
So the point of the matter is, Big Daddy Kane ain't got to be on fucking Instagram twerking, but if Big Daddy Kane can use fucking Instagram to fucking show how great he is and was, why not use that shit?
B, I'm with you
on that 1,000. But as he said, that this shit is basically the engine, ridiculous shit. You got to do some fucking cat videos, some dumbass shit got to be put out in order for motherfuckers to want to pay attention to you. It's just like a car accident. It's not the shit that causes fucking traffic ain't the fucking accident. It's the motherfuckers that's rubbernecking. And that's just what the internet is.
Right. You getting up there talking about motherfucking niggas, you know what I'm saying, doing Queensbridge reunion tour, you know, saying CNN and them niggas, you know, yeah, it would be big news for us and shit, but that ain't the engine that's driving huge numbers.
It don't matter, B. If you can eat steak with the beans and rice, nigga, eat beans and steak.
I guess, B. I mean, I at this point in time and shit, yo, I'm just putting my bifocals on. I'm a fogey. Fuck it.
You sound like the fucking RIAA, nigga. We ain't ready for that. It's not necessary. Fuck Diamond Rio. Get that shit out of here. Nah, B, you gotta use this new technology. I'm not saying we gotta sit here and listen to Migos. Sorry, Kurt. But at the same time, if there's a fucking vehicle that you can use to expand, use that shit. Use it to your fucking advantage. Don't be a slave to it. Don't be like, oh, well, I gotta be sitting here with my daughter in a fucking bikini or some dumb shit like that.
B, I'm just trying to tell you, my nigga. I'm just trying to tell you, my nigga, We're gonna have to agree to disagree, because short of niggas getting on there and dick measuring, motherfuckers ain't gonna give a fuck.
Yeah, you're tripping right now, but it's okay. We will agree to disagree, you and I, but I look forward to the comments on that part. The internet is a tool, my nigga.
Tell you what, I'm not even saying nothing. Only thing I'm measuring is a measurement cup.
Yeah, because there's no other measurements, B.
B, but, and you know what? Look, and you know what? But see, and I said that in that statement for a specific reason, because that's the type of dumb shit, the level that you got to get to in order to really make noise and money on them platforms. You have to literally go to the extreme, okay?
No, you don't.
Like I said before, I can get on, I can start some Instagram shit right now and shit, and say, you know, I ordered a piece for my washer from Amazon, it didn't work. But then when I ordered it from the Sears store on eBay, it was the perfect fit. You know how many views I'm gonna get for that shit? Zero.
You're wrong. You be, there is all, be, the fucking internet is so fucking big. You have, it's the fucking universe, yo. Niggas is watching all kind. B, what's the biggest shit on the internet except for porn? Cats. I never fucking okay. watched a cat video, B. But that's the biggest shit out there. I never bought a Megan Thee Stallion fucking record. I don't give a fuck about Beyonce, but that's the biggest shit out there right now. We don't gotta be the biggest shit, but if you can get 25,000 people watching your shit and you got a t-shirt on promoting your shit, and people are like, oh, I like that t-shirt. If 27 people buy that t-shirt, you're eating steak with the beans and rice.
So first of all, let me say this. Yes, you can make money. Vlad, and there's other platforms out there, YouTube, and they get enough hits in order to generate money and checks coming through. Yes, that is true. But believe you me, it is the outrageous and the outlandish that does the money. Okay. Routine ass concerts from any hip hop luminary, and I don't give a fuck where you come from, you know, on a regular basis may or may not generate money. I'm gonna say mostly not. These guys are about live performances and social media shit. That's why most cats, especially old heads, they social media is tepid at best. Because it's really, really because they're not willing to put in the effort of every single day, 24/7. You know what I'm saying? Waking up and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I just got out of bed, nigga. Going out to eat some Cheerios and shit. Doing stupid shit just to get a motherfucker. I wonder what rapper X, Y, and Z's doing and shit. You know what I mean? I don't know, B. Again, we have to agree to disagree.
B, if I walk down these Inglewood streets and I see a feline chasing a rat or fucking eating or whatever the fuck, I'm going to film that shit. And I'm going to post that bitch.
Again, word is born. See, again.
And you'll get a lot more clicks than you will if you put the Hip Hop Digest show up.
Exactly. And that's the point
I'm
saying.
Hip Hop Digest, we got our lane.
No, but I'm saying, Kurt, don't belay his point. That's the point I'm saying. That New York pizza rat shit, that's the type of dumb shit that you got to do. And you did one thing. You got to have a mind for that. Like you said, if you see a motherfucking rat, you know, big ass rat, you know what I'm saying, carrying a box of pizza down the street, you going to film that shit. A motherfucker like me is going to be like, yo, that's, whoa, what the fuck? I don't even think about pulling out my camera, yo. I'm looking at it, I'm like, yo, and then I'm bouncing. So, you know what I mean? You got to have that. That's why the platform is for young people, because they got a mind for that. They're born with the phone in their hand and they taping every motherfucking thing. A motherfucker like me and shit, oh, I barely get the phone out to answer the motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, nigga. Anyway, I'm just saying, yo, the internet can be a constructive tool for anyone, and you ain't got the show, you ain't got the measure penises or any of that other shit.
I'm glad you cleaned it up, sir.
Yeah, fuck all that. You know what I'm saying? You know how fucking bad porn has moved you, my nigga. I can't compete with that shit.
Me.
But I don't care.
Me. look, that statement was just said just to illustrate the type of reaction and the type of shit you got to do to garner the type of reaction. That's all that was, B. You know what I'm saying? No hidden message or anything behind that shit. That's the type of dumb shit you got to... You got a dumb shit mindset for that. And granted, look, I get it. You know what I mean? I'm not mad at social media cats. I'm just saying, as far as me, yeah, I'm be fucking. I'm keeping it moving, nigga. So
you ain't out here trying to measure Johnson's.
No, sir.
Yeah, I'm ready to go to Kirk G's World Famous Albums of the Week.
There we go.
All right, B.
Let's see this shit.
All right, this week we got imported goods in Danielson killing clouds. That's imported goods in Danielson killing clouds. Then we got Vic Shades and Solution Zenith. That's Vic Shades and Solution Zenith. An instrumental joint is Funky DL, Hip Hop Jazz with Voices. That's Funky DL, Hip Hop Jazz with Voices.
Well, you know that's dope.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So
Funky DL, another hip hop producer, put him against pretty much anybody, and he'll probably lose, but his tracks will probably be better.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Ain't that the truth? So, no doubt. So anyway, yo, okay, we back in again. Like I said, you know, I am glad that we're back in it. The Lord was able to bring us together for one more week, considering this whole pandemic is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I know we got into an argument over social media, but that's just how we do. So anyway.
Yeah, you got a little peek into our world. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. So anybody,
that shit usually happens after the show.
I know, right? For like an hour or two after the show, niggas going back and forth on shit. So anybody,
see Trump this week.
Nah, fuck that nigga. Yo.
Yeah, fuck that nigga, but anyway.
If anybody doesn't have anything left over and whatnot, we'll try to pack it in and get it again next week.
Yeah, your boy Fauci got shut out of them hearings.
Hey. B.
What?
Hey, after the show, we're going to talk about that.
That
Fauci shit. All right. Peace, I'm out.
Everyone.
Peace.
Slang is editorial, no cap. I'm in a booth loaded like 50 with no strap. Dialogue is a firearm. Shoot swinging tiger paw. Revolutionary, no Viacom when the mic is on. Right or wrong, this beat is hard as Antimanium claws from Logan. You know the slogan, only dropping shit that's thought provoking. Got you open like buckshot shorty flow. They know the real, a man drill like shorty low. I can't squeeze a Malvo. You couldn't fit my shoes out of Aldo, but copying my style, bro. Wow, like the savages up in Attica. Count my blessings where the abacus. Then I rise like a cadaver for Lazarus. My destiny's manifest. State my profession while holding my weapon at your neck. Sparta, man, it's all with my alma mater. Where they barter for drugs, kill the plug and pimp your daughter in that order.
Hey yo, the block is territorial, all facts. My lost taxes taking off small packs. Catch a slug in your ball cap. Get your jaw smacked if we cross paths. Niggas is pussy, leave you bloody like Tootie on the doorstep. Niggas paper chasing, you wasting aprons. Stupid shit, used to blink, I'm like Snoop and Chris in the Vacant. Move slick through the pavement where loose lips get arrangements. Aiming at medullas, the Ruger make you famous. Knuckles fly violent if we don't touch 5,000. Hand-to-hand sales run to subsidize housing. The product stretch, flipping chicken like kibachi chefs. When little niggas get their pockets checked. This for the Sally's doing all kind of time for non-violent crime. And the pressure if you get out of line. And for them scheming ass niggas that pay half and look for double. Purchase new burners and look for trouble. Bullets.
This is a triple threat of poetry on wax. Catch a Louisville to your grill, get your jaw cracked. Calibers calibrated for skills niggas can't match. Bars a generator, accommodates and put food on my dinner plate. My penmanship is that of a great champ. Before my success, I've been stamped. I mingle free with the apes.
slant. Them affidavit niggas get found clapped for trying to knock some time off. The sewers decompose where they find rats. Ain't nothing sweet what I compose. Bogart beats bombard your brain cells and thoughts so you can no longer speak. I pledge allegiance to them FBI bounty dodgers with heat lodging. They jeans and third strikers 10 toes deep. This demonstration of a surgical blade worker is way worth it. Lyrical merchant, yeah, Ziploc verses. You know the saying, he who doesn't work don't eat. Promise to work my speech cause I don't make a promise that I can't keep cause I'm a bully.
Big bad bully. Your bullying days are gone. Cause I'm tired of you pushing me around and running me home. Hey.
Check it. Arose a phoenix out the ashes with a stroke of genius. Folks have seen it in the massacre, was so behemoth. Noble Zenith brought the classes in the golden sequence. Stole the features in the classes when I wrote my thesis. Secondary to no rapper, unless they a part of the Noble Network's road stature. No lyrical miracle or cold trapper. They all nervous when they see how the flow stack up. No master, gold daggers, broke factions, and some throat slashings. Rogue madness, all time great, I'm Bo Jackson. Sagging off the bring a brand of awesome to the slack and pulpit, smashing pompous rappers walking through this massive gauntlet. The wrath is torment laid upon the path of scorching. Tags and war engraved upon the map, enormous side effects of rhyming sense intensify. Suicidal thoughts weaponized through with molotovs. Nuke atomic bombs, fusing violent forms. Supertropic storms, rule with iron palms. That's a brutal style of maul. Move with knowledge born. Yeah. Take notes of the smoothest style and dawn.
Noble never putting the flag down. We ain't playing no games, so play the background. How does that sound? The kings, we holding that crown. Showing you this ain't what you want, prepare to back down. Noble never putting the flag down. We ain't playing no games, so play the background. How does that sound? The kings, we holding that crown. Showing you this ain't what you want, prepare to back down. Yo, bomb under your call rat. Contract, killer discipline. Joseph Stalin thinking and comrades. Contacts for Hall of Fame, so call the game ball. Stay taking a good swing if it's time to play ball.
That's right.
Let's discuss it. When it takes all equals, y'all left with nothing. Less than something. My thoughts made in a high tech production. Black guards be answering question guessing. Dozen ends assumption, fed the medicine to the public. Not what you want, what you need, off what I build. The fuck you mean, fuck yo? You mean. Stop the clown circus. Y'all niggas walked in confident, but left crying, stumbling, now hurting. Show's over, closing down curtains. Malnourished opposition, swallowing pride. So tip the foul surface, sound perfect. The mind is the battleground surface where I'm staying strapped and equipped with infinite rounds bursting. Noble never putting the flag down. We ain't playing no games, so play the background. How does that sound? The kings, we holding that crown. Showing you this ain't what you want, prepare to back down. Noble never putting the flag down. We ain't playing no games, so play the background. How does that sound? The kings, we holding that crown. Showing you this ain't what you want, prepare to back down.
To the White House, Ivanka Dome and me on a high be chased until I wipe out, then lights out. I'm dying a hero higher than Kilimanjaro. Shorty buns came from Rio de Janeiro with a plastic pair of titties coming for all your De Niro. There's no difference between beasts and human habitat. We both have rats, slithering snakes prepping for combat. Y'all beyond whack, must be on crack. If you think that ghost ain't ill, you on the aqua blue pill. I only fear the wrath of God in the treadmill. Born by the river, all my battles have been uphill. A fish without gills, still swimming in the lake full of venom with predators out to get them. To my demons, I never play victim, I'd rather kill them. Survive, they don't wanna see you living. Love's an oxymoron, like lucky shit from a pigeon. Life, death, in the end, what's the difference? Except a couple dates. I hope my second stands me up a prayer, at least she late. I hope my mama waiting for me up in heaven's gates. I know the devil fishing for me in his hellish lakes. Levitating, still hanging brothers out in slave states. I used to smoke something so my mom could vacate. Now I celebrate the struggle. No matter who you are or where you've been, somebody loves you. Same with the opposite. I work harder when my girl speaks in narcissist. Your grind nurtures confidence. Everybody is a thug till they hit with a slug or their phone gets bugged, right? Everybody loves drugs till they mama ODs, bad bash from the plug. But y'all don't even care, they say it with some weird. I'm not a Terminator rapper, but I'll shoot the fear. Bar up anyone on the planet, I'm well prepared. I swear the world's gonna feel us like a solar flare. I had premonitions about being in positions of power. Some fallen towers, I'm getting mine before the final hour. Apocalyptic visions pouring out my pen. Death notes, missed with gems to the wise and the grim. Killing lies where they start to begin. They like my mind and Guantanamo Bay until it ends, right? I swear the beast will never make us cower. Ghost and DJ proof, we got power.
Struggle with fear, thinking you conquered the emotion, then it appeared from nowhere. Or did you make a decision not to cow from the persons who dislike you for no reason? Every season there's a he or a she who love to see you go down, break down, and see you weep on. I love to hate when I'm hated, but I choose to forgive them no matter what they say. I'm gonna make the decision to choose to live in freedom, overcome some. Peace comes from doing what's right, not how you fight, son. So you might be thinking that it's you against the world. What's in your third eye? Think twice, might be a woman. It's a veil and you're blinded by the fear. It destroys the mind and paralyzes what's inside and makes you feel worthless. The definition here might be a confidence. The hurt, the lies from the past that you believed in. It's never what you're thinking or thought was real. The devil plays tricks in the head, now what's the deal, yo?
No peace,
till he finds the soldier with an empty soul, feeling so lonely. The man with no home, no hope, crying, God help me. The teenage girl stressed out about how she gotta keep up grades, be good, be prompt queen. That's one thing. The devil is a liar from the depths of hell and fire. He is just friends, and I once made the mistake that it's me against the world. And the lie in my mind I believe was so real. Lack of truth is how I'll describe it. The truth of God's love for me and how I saw it. A child who grew up in constant fear of being left behind, abandoned, insecure. I'm still working on being that confident woman, asking God for his peace every day as I trust him. Takes practice, thick skin and wants it. At times I think I'm all alone, but that's nothing. It's a lie. I'm still working on attacking. God's got my back. I'll come out a champion.
No peace.
Despite how I feel, and I now and then and need to be reminded. It's a constant battle, I face what I'm afraid of. This is for my children to be bold and secure, and all the people out there to take courage without fear. And if you think you're all alone and feeling this way, think of me and my stories, I confess it today. Father knows best, his way is best. Trusting in my God, my test comes to rest. Lack of assurance, unsafe, insecure, in the belly of the beast, locked up, unfulfilled. I'm gonna get up, not give up on humility, stand up tall in the face of adversity. If anyone chooses to get up in my way, I'll face them with courage and love them anyway. I said if anyone chooses to get up in my way, I'll face them with courage and love them anyway. I said if anyone chooses to get up in my way, I'll face them with courage and love them anyway.
No peace I find, reach out to me. No peace I find on my mind. No peace I find, reach out to me. No peace I find on my mind.
Take a beating like fold it. Put the lyrics together and then mold it. All together, it adds up to dopeness. So, I'm just hoping you can cope with another sample of dope known as a masterpiece. I lay it on the table and start the feast. Start eating it up while my DJ Chris starts beating it up as the beat goes on and on. And the distance, long. Nothing but the bass just hitting ya. And the style of music is fitting ya. Steezo, the one who conducted it. Down in the basement, I construct it. Let me pause, and clear my throat with whores. Back to the subject being born. Yo, Chris and Jim Slice, bring the horns. Step, one more step, you won't be stepping. Then you're gonna cause me to pull the weapon. But now I'm back to attack all enemies and any sucker who's not a friend of me. So just remember the thought that I'm thinking. Yo, Chris, what's this beat?
Yo, this beat is stinking.
Nothing but the bass in your face, on your case, driving you in a disgrace. The master blasting MCs. There ain't another rapper who can mess with these rhymes. They flow on. Take a needle and thread, start to sew on. Bashing and smashing them seeds who like roll up. Pull out the toolie on foolies and like hold up. Leaving your rappers in rips and torns. And lay back while my DJ Chris brings the horns. And let me run it, man. I heard you whisper, not yet undone it. The title that I hold is much higher. Tearing them seeds up just like a paper fire. Rushing them and I'm flushing them down the toilet. No matter what you do, you still can't spoil it. Because I'm the member of the rap industry. And the tracks and the mix and Paul C. Cutting it up on the turns is Chris Cosby. And all DJs, that's his job, see. I'm just inventing the style that is awesome. And if you come my way, I like toss them. I ain't having it, chief, so step north. I put you in place, and the place is for. Can't be touched, cause my mic is like a thorn. Peace to the brothers, bringing the horns.